This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. 44 candidates file nominations for National Assembly election, objection filing scheduled for today. Energy Minister Kulman Gissing submits resignation to Prime Minister Sushila Karki ahead of March 5 election. Nepali Congress General Secretary's DO invite delegates to special general convention in Kathmandu. Central office warns members against participating in unauthorized convention. And ICE officer fatally shoots woman during Minneapolis immigration raid. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has published the list of candidates who filed nominations yesterday for the National Assembly election scheduled for January 25. According to the information shared by the Commission's spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai, 44 candidates from various political parties have submitted their candidacies for 19 National Assembly seats. Spokesperson Bhattrai further shared that the registration of candidates' nomination papers was completed peacefully at the offices of the election officers in all seven provincial capitals yesterday. The commission has set January 8 today for filing objections against candidates. After investigation, the final list will be published on January 9 and 10. Candidates may withdraw their nominations on January 11 and the final list of candidates will be made public on January 12. Voting in the National Assembly election will be carried out by elected representatives. Province Assembly members as well as chairpersons, vice-chairpersons of rural municipalities and mayors and deputy mayors of municipalities are eligible voters. In total, 2,043 voters will take part in the election, including 545 province assembly members and 1,498 local-level representatives. This election will determine representatives for the upper house of the federal parliament. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has introduced a new regulation concerning communications within the Election Code of Conduct. The Commission declared yesterday during an event that throughout the election campaign prohibition period, no form of discussion, interaction, assembly convention, workshop or seminar is permitted and is forbidden to solicit votes or campaign through any method, process or medium. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Gissing has resigned from his post. Gissing submitted his resignation to Prime Minister Sushila Karki at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday evening. He had also been holding responsibility for the Ministries of Infrastructure and Transportation and Urban Development and was appointed Minister on September 15, 2025. Prime Minister Karki appreciated Gissing's leadership during his tenure, saying he worked effectively under difficult conditions, remained active nationwide, contributed to disaster response and took action against irregularities in development projects. Similarly, Gissing thanked the Prime Minister for the opportunity to serve during the interim period. The General Secretaries of the Nepali Congress, Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sharma, have called on party delegates to participate in a proposed special general convention scheduled for January 11 and 12 in Kathmandu. In a joint statement issued yesterday, the two leaders said the special convention has become legally and politically necessary, citing provisions of the party statute. They added that efforts to convene the convention through the Central Working Committee were not successful and asserted that the initiative taken by convention delegates is their legitimate right and invited all delegates to attend the proposed convention at Prikuti Mandap, Kathmandu. However, the Nepali Congress Central Office has rejected this move, calling on party leaders and cadres not to participate in any convention or special general convention organized individually by office bearers or members. In a press release issued yesterday, the party said such activities are against the party statute and clarified that only the Central Working Committee has the authority to convene any level of convention or special convention. The Home Ministry has issued a 10-point directive to all 77 district administrations to maintain religious tolerance. The ministry also asked the administrations to take legal action against unlawful activities and coordinate with political, social, cultural and religious leaders to promote harmony. District officers have also been instructed to conduct awareness programs, form peace committees and prepare calendars of potentially sensitive events. Meanwhile, Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aryal held discussions with office bearers of the Madhesi Commission and the Muslim Commission. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, the discussions were held focusing on the incidents of communal intolerance erupted in some districts of Tarai Madhes of late. Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal has highlighted the need to strengthen the economy while ensuring the protection and security of economic activities. Addressing a meeting on revenue leakage control, the finance minister emphasized improving coordination among agencies, noting that tackling revenue loss requires joint efforts. Officials stressed that controlling revenue leakage is a shared responsibility and called for effective monitoring and cooperation among all involved to achieve better results. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said he has not yet decided whether to contest the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5. Inaugurating the 29th Establishment Day celebration of the Federation of Nepali Journalists FNJ Bhaktapur chapter yesterday, the minister, who also serves as the government spokesperson, questioned the credibility of reports claiming that he would be competing in the election. He clarified that as of now, he has neither decided to contest the election nor joined any political party. He said the government is focused on ensuring that the election is held in a free, fair and impartial environment. A bus returning from a picnic met with an accident yesterday evening in Sankarapur Municipality 3 Kathmandu, claiming the lives of four people and injuring 22 others. According to Superintendent of Police Pawan Kumar Bhattrai, who is also the spokesperson for the District Police Range Kathmandu, the bus was carrying 40 passengers who were employees of an organization. The accident occurred at around 6 p.m. The injured passengers are receiving treatment at various hospitals in Kathmandu. Police have launched investigation into the cause of the accident. The Department of Archaeology has begun study and research into enlisted heritage sites of Upper Dolpa in the UNESCO World Heritage List under the mixed category, which includes both cultural and natural heritage. Chief of the World Heritage Conservation Section at the Department of Archaeology, Sandeep Khanal, said the Upper Dolpa is rich in natural and historical heritage and documentation for listing is currently in progress. He also said regular consultations are being held with stakeholders, including the Department of Forest, UNESCO Monastery Management Committees and local governments. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A woman has been shot and killed by a United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officer during an immigration enforcement operation in a residential area of Minneapolis amid ongoing protests against President Trump's immigration crackdown. The Al Jazeera has quoted the U.S. Department of Homeland Security as saying the shooting was an act of self-defense. Authorities have not yet released the identity of the woman and investigations into the incident are ongoing. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim province, and mainly fair weather will prevail in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. Mist will continue to prevail at many places over the Tarai region. Meanwhile, cold conditions persisted in the Kathmandu Valley today, with early morning readings showing a further dip in temperature compared to the previous day. According to the Weather Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu was 3.3 degrees Celsius at 5:45 a.m. today, whereas at the same time yesterday, the minimum temperature stood at 3.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 44 candidates file nominations for National Assembly election. Objection filing scheduled for today. Energy Minister Kulman Gissing submits resignation to Prime Minister Sushila Karki ahead of March 5 election. Nepali Congress General Secretary's DO invite delegates to a special general convention in Kathmandu. Central office warns members against participating in unauthorized convention. And ICE officer fatally shoots woman during Minneapolis immigration raid. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.